Thank you for calling customer support. This is Ivy. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
It's 33919.
And the first and last name?
Judith Larkin.
Would it be underneath another last name?
No. But the company is trying to charge me $59 and change, and I don't know why and for what.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, and please verify the address.
6777 Winkler Road, Fort Myers, Florida.
Okay.
33919.
Let's see. That's not the one that it was. We have a Judith Castellion.
No. I mean, I did a survey, which I think it was fraud, and I chose the smart to do a survey for Federal Express. And I chose the smartwatch, and it was supposed to be $0, and all I paid was shipping and handling. They did take that out of my account, and then 3 days later, they're trying to take $59 out of my account, and I don't know what for or why or what, because it said 000 for the item. But just pay shipping.
Okay, let's see here.
Thank you.
And the last four digits of the car number is 4811, July of 2024 is the expiration date.
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to look. It doesn't sound familiar, though. Hold on a second, please. I'm sorry. I gotta get my glasses on. Now.
Okay. Let's see. Would the email be at a AOL email?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Would it be JSCTYPE?
No.
Nope. Okay, this is.
I mean, I don't believe an account that I even have an account there. I don't even know what it is.
Well, from what I can see here, it would be for the smartwatch. It's in the same city and state, same zip code. It's got your first name on the account here, but not the last name. And the address is wrong.
What address do they have? I mean, I could not be the only, you know.
It's 14061.
That could have been the mailing address to mail it to it.
So that's the correct. That's the correct address then.
What was that address again that you said?
14061.
No, that's not the address that I had it sent to. Nor is it my billing address or home address.
Okay.
Because I had it sent to Wisconsin.
Okay. I can try looking for the account again here. What would be the last four digits of the card number that was charged?
9760.
Okay, there we go. Okay. Now we see the problem. It was the Florida address, and I needed to get the Wisconsin zip code.
54016?
Yes, ma'am. I've located the account here, and I do see that it was for the smartwatch, and I do see the attentive charges that were declined. It would have been for the gadget website, and you would have a membership to that. If you wanted to order more products off of our website, you could do so at a discounted price.
And then it's $59 to charge me for that. I mean, I wasn't aware that that was what was happening. I was just told that it was $0 for the smartwatch, just pay shipping and handling. And that's what I did. It didn't say anything about any charges. So I don't want to pay for that. I shouldn't have to pay for that.
Yes, ma'am. Once you have agreed to the shipping and handling charges, then by extension, you would have agreed to these, but the charges were declined, but we can offer you a 35% of a discount.
No, thank you.
And we would hate to lose you as a customer. We can offer you 50%.
But that's every month.
Yes, ma'am.
I can't afford it, sweetheart. I'm on a fixed income. I just got diagnosed with lung cancer, and I can't afford it. I can't afford it. I thought just the $7.98, I could send my twin sister a smartwatch and be done with it. Now, will she still receive it?
Yes, ma'am. And I have the confirmation number ready for you whenever you are, ma'am.
But what is the confirmation number for the tracking?
For the cancellation.
Okay, go ahead.
It's C as in Charlie, 2588-70917.
917. And that's just to cancel it. Now, what happens from here on? I'm not going to be charged for anything, right?
You won't be charged anything else further. Yes, ma'am.
So except for that $7, because I need to make a payment on my credit card that was charged. That's why it was declined.
I don't know the reason why it was declined, ma'am. It just shows in our system that it was declined. So the only thing that you would be charged for is the $7.95, and that's it.
And that's what we was received. Okay,
yes,
great.
Ma'am.
Okay, I'm so sorry for that.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Nope, that should do it. Thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
And thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of your day, ma'am.
And you as well. Bye now.